always a very humbling experience to step behind a pulpit, especially a pulpit where a man has given his life, his good years, his wife, his family. It's always a humbling experience to step behind a pulpit. Like my pastor's pastor told us, empty yourself out. J.T. Pugh was my pastor's pastor. He said, empty yourself out before you minister. So I'm trying to empty myself out tonight, that God would just speak through me. There's hurting people in this city. Sometimes it's hard to relate when you have the Holy Ghost and the power and such blessings in our life. But there's hurting people in this city. I was eating dinner with my wife before church here down the road at a restaurant. And as I was eating there, the salad bar, across from me, I felt like God said something to me. And it was stronger and stronger. And he doesn't usually do that, but he told me very clearly that as a single mother, and I want you to tell her about the church here at the high school, and I want you to tell her about the Place Prepared for You Bible study. So it's an awkward position. I was with my wife. She was there with a child. I have never had that ever like that on that word. So it was a risky situation here just an hour ago eating dinner. But still, I proposed in my heart to figure out how to get into that door. Hello. 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 And when you're hungry for something, you're going to figure out how to do it. That is the key tonight. When you're really hungry for something, you will figure out how to do it. That beggar on the street, if he has to go beg for food that night, he's going to figure out. If he has to go dig in a trash can for something to eat, he's going to do it. And I've seen him do it. And I've taught him right there next to the trash can, a Place Prepared for You Bible study, and given him some money for some food after I'm done teaching the Bible study on the street next to the trash can. The point is that if we just are hungry, so I figured I'm going to talk to this lady somehow. So I just said, you know, your little boy's got a lot of energy. And she smiled. She goes, yeah. And so I said, you know, we're speaking in the area here about a place prepared for you. Have you heard about it? She goes, no, I haven't. I said, well, I want to give you my card here, Place Prepared for You. And she came over and she said, well, you know, I am the coordinator for single mothers. And I live at Olympia right here. And I'm from Finland. And I am the organizer. And I said, well, God's got a great, great church service right here at the Palm Beach Central High School right next to you on Sunday at 10 and 11 and on Wednesday night tonight at 7 o'clock. And she is hungry. Not just hungry, real hungry. Folks, it's that easy. Soul winning is easy. It's just doing it. That's the difference. Reading in the word of the Lord, Matthew 28:19. Go. I cannot simplify a message simpler than G-O. If I could do one letter, I would try to do one letter, but I don't know how I could do. Maybe I could say I somewhere. I don't know. Maybe I, or maybe just you. But this is G-O, go. God died on the cross. The blood was shed. He could have said anything he wanted. And he says what? Go. Why did he say these words? He could have said anything in this new form. But he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing in the name. The name is? Because he died on the cross, the blood was shed. He just paid the ultimate price. Wow. He was excited about this. He wanted to get it out into the public. Do you realize what was just done? I just paid the ultimate price. You have no idea who's talking to you. The creator of the universe. Those billions of stars that I know the name. Those trillions of cells that are in your body. That mouth that speaks, he created. Do you realize? I'm telling you, I want you to go and I want you to teach everybody about this name baptism, because this is so exciting. You have no idea how exciting what you're going to be able to share with somebody else is when you experience the freshness, the freedom, the joys, the liberty, the treasure, the riches. Woohoo! I mean, hello? It doesn't get any better. Oh, I would. Donald Trump would come on over here tonight. Get in his car and come on over. Tiger Woods, come on. Come on over, man. Come on over. It's right here, guys. Let's get it over there. Do we have to go down the beach with our signs? On the public beach? Let's figure it out. I'm figuring it out. I've been working on it. I'm working on it. There was somebody else I talked to at that place tonight at that food store. She was wearing some horsey pants. You ever see them? She had some big boots on. I was gonna talk to her, because I figured she's riding some horses right around here. Maybe a dozen. And I did. At that food bar, when my wife and I were there, I said, "Looks like you ride horses." She said, "I do." I said, "Well, you know, I don't know if they obey me. I'm not too good with horses." She smiled. She understood, because she rides them. I'm going to tell you right now, they can, yeah. So I pulled out my card. I said, "I'm speaking on a place prepared for you. There's a message of hope here." And she grabbed it, and I'm telling you, when she grabbed it, she had the biggest diamond ring on her finger. I wasn't chasing her down because she had a big diamond ring. But she had a big diamond ring. And then that's all I needed. Was it fake? Was it real? It was probably, you know. The point is, we're not going for that. We're going for the beggar on the street. We're going for the one with the money and everybody in between. Let's praise God. Because they're hungry for God and they're empty, their souls are longing for God, and many of them don't even know that that's what that is that they're longing for. It's not another golf game. It's not another $100 million, another billion, another tower in New York. It will not satisfy. Oh, man. Can you feel this tonight? The young people were, it was so exciting on Monday. The spirit there, the hunger. They're going to do good. They're going to win some souls. In fact, they already are. They already are. Didn't take a week. I'm excited about everything that God's doing. I'd like to share with you back on Matthew chapter 13 about the seed that fell by the wayside. I want to expound. I'm going to be real quick here. The seed fell by the wayside. The fowls of the air came and devoured it up. You don't have to go there. It's Matthew chapter 13. God gives the answer of why. When anybody heard the word of the kingdom and understood it not, they understood it not. Then comes the wicked one and catches away that which was sown in his heart. He that receives seed into stony place, the same as he that heareth the word. They got it with joy, but something happens. Persecution, a little bit of tribulation, and they fall by the wayside. Stay by the new convert when they come in. They're going to need your L-O-V-E. They really are going to need it. Because a little bump in the road, that little brazen on the knee is going to need a Band-Aid, and you're their Band-Aid. You're their back teen. Oh, don't worry about that. That's nothing. That's nothing. Don't worry about that. That's nothing. Because you got something now. That's why. If you didn't have anything, then it wouldn't have happened. Don't worry about that. But the third one is the one I want to talk about just for a quick second. This is the ones I believe are now are in church. They receive the seed, but thorns choke it, the world, the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being a millionaire in church. I know some. They don't have financial problems. Pretty good. They give, They've given hundreds of thousands of dollars, no problem. Got quiet all of a sudden. I'm not saying chase the money, though, see? I'm saying seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. If you can handle $1 million and you're putting God first, then guess what God's going to do in your life? But if that is your goal and that's your desire and that's what you're always about, guess what God's going to do in your life? But seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and all of a sudden an idea can come. All of a sudden a brainstorm can come. And you're the next making, it's like the lady that was making granola bars for her husband. Just for her husband. Because he was working hard and he had to have a snack. So he'd pull out his granola bar and start snacking. The only problem was some co-workers were hungry too. Can I have a bite? Pretty soon he started bringing a few granola bars for them. Then they started paying him for them. Wife, you got to make more granola bars. So she started making more granola bars, and he started selling more granola bars. And pretty soon, it's a $5 million a year business. Well, Brother Russell, you shouldn't be talking about that kind of stuff. Well, I just feel like it tonight. I don't have any notes here. I feel like it tonight. You know why? Because there's some smart young people here. Because they're going to be doctor young person, because they're going to be a lawyer, because they're going to be somebody this smart. Because you know why? God's going to bless them, that's why. Because they're living for God, that's why. They're going to be living in the finest home in the area, driving the nicest car in the area. They're going to be able to help build the church in the area. They're going to reach other wealthy people because they're wealthy. I'm not saying put that first. And the person that's just a homeschooler, the other person that's a housewife, you're special too. There's several parts of the body of Christ. I'm just saying, don't let money choke to where you can't be fruitful. We talked about the Bible study, and we're going to talk about it some more, but it'll choke this word. And they become unfruitful. How do you know you're unfruitful? When you're choked. You're not fruitful. You haven't won any fruit. That's how you know you're unfruitful. Well, Brother Russell, that's not raw-ha. Get excited. I'm sorry, but I have to preach what God gave me today. And I have not done that in any church in 17 years of preaching. It's not a candid message tonight. It is a prayerful in the middle of the night last night. It is all day in my writing notes. It is all is studying. It's getting away from everything today and trying to be in tune with God today for 45 minutes here, for an hour here behind a pulpit, because this message tonight is the most important service at this moment for souls in this city, for tens of thousands of people around you. It is so important. It is so important. We can't let be choked. We can't let the word be choked. If it's choked, we become unfruitful and we're not profitable. But if you receive it into good ground, you hear the word, you understand it, you're going to bear forth fruit. The pastor said it already, some 100, some 60, and some 30-fold. And the key is, how can I get to that point? Amen? How can I get to that point? Amen? That's the key tonight, and that's what we're going to talk about, is how can we be fruitful? Woohoo! I'm talking about how to be fruitful. You know, it's interesting. I got a coat here tonight. I got a coat on. And God said, you know, don't lay up for yourself treasure on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt and thieves break in and steal. Have you ever heard of that scripture before? Does that do anything for you? Because we can really get entangled with laying up treasure on this earth. And moth and rust doth corrupt, and thieves break in and steal, right? And what happens is they destroy garments, like this one right here, see? Like this nice jacket, this Joseph Abu that I have. And what they do is they destroy these jackets. They destroy your clothes, your garments. All that work you put in, all that effort to buy, all those payments you made on this earth, When you took your last breath, the moths came and it destroyed that garment to where it can't be used again. And there's nothing wrong with a nice garment. But God said, don't lay your treasure there. So the wise person's got to have some balance here. And by the way, I've never done that either. It's not a habit of mine. You see my wife's face when I just did that? But the point is, I had to obey God because God told me to do it earlier today. So I'm delivered, see? I feel like God said to do it today, so I did. I'm delivered. And you're forever marked after that. But the point is this. How do we not put so much emphasis on this and figure out how to get it to that? See, let me go further. It gets more exciting. See, you got to consider your later end. That's the wise person. See, the Bible tells us, oh, I love this scripture. I wrote it down for myself. This is for me, but I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to give you my secret. You ready for my little Robert Russell's secret? Here I am at the end of my life. I have to give an account to God now. And you do too. Here I am somewhere along that pathway getting closer. Now Luke, my buddy Luke over here, who I really enjoy, my soul winner Luke. Luke Kyle. He makes me laugh. He's awesome. I love him. Luke Kyle's probably got a little more time than me. I'm up over here. He's somewhere right in here. Unless our lives are shorter, we're getting closer to that time. So God said in Deuteronomy 32:29 that they were wise. Oh, I would they were wise. That they understood this. Here's my secret. That they would consider their later end. Did you get it? So see, when I was building commercial projects in my 30s, and I enjoyed doing those projects and getting all, and I was so entangled in all this fun stuff, because generation of being taught that from my family, I could have just said, that's what I'm doing. See, I'm going to keep doing that. But I realized, as I looked at my dad and others, what did they have? And my grandfather that died, he said, well, when you wake up in the morning, you wake up and you always think, I'm going to do something big. And every morning when you wake up, you think this, you hear me. When you wake up, I'm going to do something big. So my multi-millionaire grandfather, big corporation, his yacht that we used to go on all the time when I was young. He said, when you wake up, you remember this. When you get up, you think these words every morning, I'm going to do something big. It's ingrained in me today. I'm going to do something big. Well, you know what, folks? I have to tell you something. When I read this, I don't see anything more big than helping somebody make it to heaven. So I put away all that, started traveling and speaking and spreading the word of God. I love it. I want you to keep all those for the books out there, please. Whatever that is. If that's for me, you use it for thee in the vestibule, please. Is that okay? Thank you. Special service, right? Thank you. All right. The young people wanted to know this trick, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you the next secret. I'm giving them all away. I'm giving everything away, all my little insights tonight. I'm not preaching evangelistic like I usually do. I'm slowing it way down because I'm giving you all the little insights. Are you ready? Remember the Samaritan at the well. And Jesus said, give me to what? Give me to what? Drink. Okay, I heard some people. Give me to what? Ready? Give me to what?
Drink.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Why ask me for a drink? You being a Jew, me being a Samaritan. If you'd asked me, I'd give you a drink and you'd never thirst again. What is this that you're talking about? I'm talking about living water. He went on a little bit further. How long did this Bible study take? It took a lunch break. How long did the Bible study take? It took a
lunch break
with a stranger. She's so convinced after this lunch break Bible study that she goes to her friends and family and says, come and see a man which ever taught me everything that I ever knew about me and all the secrets. Whatever she did, I wasn't there, right? Well, the Bible says, come and see a man who's told me all things, whichever I did. Okay. But the point is, I'm sure there was some excitement there in her own little way, right? And there was a Great Samaria revival over a lunch break Bible study. There are people in this city that you will win to God that will fill this whole church. You are the catalyst to finding them. You will be responsible for filling the whole church because you found the Samaritan at the well. All you had to do was open your mouth and say something. Right, Sister Keith? Brother Keith? Soul winners, right? You could tell me tonight. Brother Dewey, who taught a Bible study Tuesday, he could tell me tonight. For time's sake, I'll let you hear it from them later. All of them. Exciting. But I said that to say this. Then God goes on a little bit further. I have meat to eat you don't know of. He's teaching them something spiritual. I have meat to eat you don't know of. He says, say not there's 4 months, then comes the harvest. But lift up your eyes, look on the fields. They're all white and ready for harvest right now.
Right.
He says, the problem is the laborers are few. But let's back up. Say not there's what, church? Don't take 16 weeks to teach a Bible study. Is that okay to say that, Brother Kyle? Did he say not there's 4 months? Am I correct? He'll correct me if I'm wrong. But lift up your eyes and look on the fields. They're all white and ready for harvest now. This is all John 4, where the Samaritan was at the well. We're in one short lunch break Bible study. He's winning somebody, bringing somebody to God. He's saying, don't think you have 4 months. Don't even think 4 month terms. But right now, this week, Brother Dewey, the next day after we talked about it, Sister Keith, right after we talked about it, Brother Keith, right after we talked about it Sunday, they're already out there doing it. Now we got people that want to get baptized right now. Sounds like Acts revival to me. Woohoo! Now we want to set this thing in overdrive. So now I'm going to give you my other tidbit tonight. I'm giving them all. Why? Because I love this man. I think his wife is incredible. I like how she gets down into the mud, right down where the dirt, right where the rubber meets the road. She doesn't care what you think. You know, Brother Russell, because I've been around a few people, like several hundreds of pastors and wives. And I'm not talking about just across the nation. I'm talking about in just a district alone. Boy, Brother Russell, you're really spilling the beans tonight. Well, you know what? I'm not bad-mouthing them. I'm just saying I love these people. Hello. Different parts of the body. But let me say this. Let me just say this. Here's my meat. You want my meat? Here it is, verse number 36 of John chapter 4. Who's got it? He that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto eternal life. I've got it memorized. Right? 36. And he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto eternal life. Did you get that? He that reapeth receiveth wages. Wages. And gathereth fruit unto eternal life. How about Daniel 12:3? And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. I am preaching in ways I have never preached. I am compiling everything right now. I am just doing it because I feel like doing it tonight. I just want to do it that way tonight. I was able to give you, yeah, there it is right there. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. I think of Peter, what was the guy's name? Peter Maravich. He was a great basketball player. I'm not into basketball, don't know much about it, don't even know if I've ever watched a full basketball game. Doesn't matter. The point is, I know about him. Everybody knew about him pretty much in the 80s. He was the man. But he locked himself into a room. He was in his 30s. He was an alcoholic. He had serious problems. He had an anger problem. He was a mean person. He was a mean person. You're going to witness to people in your life, and they're going to be a mean person to you. It's going to seem like a closed door. Are you going to stop witnessing, or are you going to keep on going? This man is a professional fisherman. If he stops fishing, he will never catch another fish. Right. Stand up, brother. Right. But if he keeps fishing, he's going to win some fish. He's going to catch them. He's going to keep on catching them. But if he stops, he will never catch another fish. Right. But as long as you keep on fishing, are you going to catch it? You
get smarter. Eventually, I'll catch one. Yes, sir. I learn something every trip.
You got smarter. Yep. Every trip, he keeps learning. Every time, he learns a little more. It's so easy, eventually. You're just, woohoo! Did you get that? Wow. Wow. So he was a mean man, but somebody talked to him about God. And he got the Holy Ghost. He got the Spirit. I believe he had it. I believe he had it. And I'm going to tell you something. He was speaking at Glenn Campbell's special meeting in Arizona. And he said, you know, I don't have a whole long time to live. You live, what, to be 70 years old? He was 40. He died 2 weeks later playing basketball and James Dobson. In James Dobson's arms. That's what happened. In James Dobson's arms, he died at 40 years old. Oh, the first man that ever made $1 million playing basketball, you thought he would have been healthy, and the problem was it was his heart, and he had no idea he was going to die. He died of a heart attack right now. Over. Had not somebody tried to reach him? Did he get baptized in Jesus' name? Did he have the Holy Ghost? I'm not talking about that tonight. I don't know. I'm just talking about reaching the lost. You can do it. Now, when you're fishing, it's a good idea to have a fishing pole, a fishing line, and a hook. But I'm going to tell you, I haven't noticed too many fish walk up and say, here I am. I noticed usually they have to G-O and go. And it may not be the best circumstance. Does it cost you money to go? Gas money? Bait money? Time? Your time? But for the joy of catching that fish, are you going? And if you didn't catch one, are you going back? For the joy, are you going to keep going to that bad area if you didn't catch one there? Are you going to try somewhere else? Sometimes he'll go back. He's a professional. That's why I'm asking him. Sometimes he'll go back. Could have been bad weather. Could have been, maybe they'll come back around there. Yeah. So later you got some people to talk to. You got Brother Dooley to talk to, you got Sister Keith to talk to, you got Brother Keith, Steve Keith to talk to, you got Brother Sapp to talk to. They thumbs up everybody? Okay. Get what they have. Luke, come up here. Let's pray, church. Right now, God, I'm praying on anointing on this man. I'm praying, God, depart what's in me on this man's life right now. I am passing whatever's in my spirit to this man's spirit. God, I pray right now, Lord, take a portion out of me and put it in this man. Whatever it is, God, the wisdom you've given me, the abilities, the talents, anoint this man. Let him never be the same after this service. In your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. You may be seated. God, I'm praying right now for this man tonight that you would depart something out of me into this man, that he will never be the same after this service, God, that he will dream, he will sleep, he will think about souls like he never had, God. Anoint him, help him, God, bless him, order his steps. Something just happened because I know something happened because I could feel like it's like virtue leaves. It happens very rarely in a service, but when I feel it, I obey it. If Moses can do it to 70 or so people and the spirit of him can be passed on, then whatever God put on me that causes me to weep in the middle of the night, that causes a drive in my spirit to go to another church, that causes me to try to reach another soul, to teach another Bible study, that it can be imparted on these young people, and it can be passed on from them to another young person. Woo-hoo! Yes, 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 yes. What are we missing, church? Fisher, Brother Sapp, what are we missing? He doesn't see any bait. Bait to a fish is what? A benefit. B-B. B-B, benefit. The Lord was a master of benefits. Come unto me, all the other heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your souls. Come take my yoke upon you. Come and learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. A peace that passeth all understanding. A joy unspeakable and full of glory. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, he addeth no sorrow with it. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. That's not churchy. That is a message of hope. Now, folks, you may think I've lost my mind, but I have to tell you, after hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Bible studies, after all the stories they keep telling me around the world, across the nation, the stories I hear over and over, I want to tell something and I want to make a clarification. There is no authorship I put on this because it is his word and he's the author. So let's just settle that right now. The next thing we need to settle is this. I don't give the Holy Ghost and I don't baptize in my name. I G-O and I sow in L-O-V-E. What they do after that is up to them. I am successful 100% of the time when I obeyed God and I G-O'd and I taught it. What they do is up to them. And you will be successful 100% of the time when you go sow, regardless of what they do. But if you keep going and you keep sowing, you are going to win a soul. Now, I don't have a whole lot of time to go through the numbers, but we're going to do it real fast because Brother Dewey and I, we went over it and we practiced before church. We did it with the young people, so you may be seated. Here we go. Are you ready? If we had 500 people, well, we don't have that many people. I don't care. You can back off. You can increase. You can decrease. But I'm going to start with 500 people. If we had 500 people and all 500 people won a soul. Now, some may win two. Some may win none. Some may win 10. Some may win none. But if all 500 won one soul, you keep on teaching a Bible study until you reach a soul, we would have 1,000 people. If you kept it simple and you read it and that you give it to them when they're done, and they take it, and they start duplicating what you did, then that new 500 can win 500. Eventually, they will. But they may not be as good as you because you've already gone through several people, Brother Sapp. Come follow me, and I will make you a fisherman. I might make you a fisherman. I'll think about making you a fisherman. I will make you a fisherman.
Yeah,
follow me, and I will make you a fisherman. How do you know you're following God? Are you a fisher of anthropos, human beings? The Greek word, anthropos. Are you a fisher of human beings? Have you caught anybody yet? You're on your way. You're going to receive some wages. You're going to be rich. You're going to be wealthy. Talks about being unselfish, not always self-centered, not always about me, but I'm going to care about somebody else. Somebody else is hurting. I love this that much. I'm going to share it. I'm going to show them what good it is, how good it is, the joy. I'm going to share it with them. It's going to hurt me. It's going to possibly hurt my pride, my ego if they say no. Oh, I might be fearful. What if they say no? But I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway, and I'm going to get beyond that fear because I'm obeying God, and God's going to help me. And the more I go, the better I'm going to get, and I'm going to keep going. But if that fish rejects me, then I'm going to go on to the next one. But here's the good news. You like good news? Have you heard about the place prepared for you? God's got something special for you. I'd like to share it with you. Oh, I'm not interested. Then they rejected that, not you. Let's praise God. But if they say yes, you are that close. You are so close to helping somebody with such great joy, and they will be so thankful. And you gave them a tool that they can duplicate and tell their family and friends immediately, and they can understand why they're different than the church down the road. And the seed will go down deep. It won't fall by the wayside, and they can bear forth some hundredfold. Now let's bring up those PowerPoint pictures real fast. I'm going to fly low to the ground. I'm bringing this in for a landing. Are you ready? Here we go. There's my a place prepared for you. And while they're bringing it up, question. Day of Pentecost, how long did it take for Peter to preach a Bible study to 3,000 or so people? And how many were baptized that day? About 3,000. That's Acts. I'm sorry, folks, but that's just the truth. It didn't take 16 weeks. It didn't take 12 weeks. How long did it take Paul and the 12 or so disciples of John the Baptist? They were already Baptists. How long did the Bible study take, church? Not too long. He baptized them. They received the Holy Ghost. Then verse 8, he went in the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months. A 12-week extended Bible study came after the short one. Why did Paul use this format? Because God commanded them to use that format. He said, Matthew 28:19, I want you to go and I want you to teach about my name baptism. Then I want you to teach and to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That's a lifetime. You could teach them an extended Bible study. Did you get it? Wow. Next, watch this. Let's fly. Look at the young people. Look at all that bait. Even the dog's smiling. You know why I know they're going to have good success? Because you can tell by their actions. See, they're not hearers of the word. They're doers of it. We can just hear tonight, or we can do something about it tonight. They're doing something about it, and they're going to have good success. Next. Uh-oh, I was excited until I saw him. If God says go talk to him, you go talk to him. Well, but what if he's fearful? What if he's on your side, folks? Next. He married a Panamanian lady, taught her a place prepared for you, but I don't speak Spanish. Okay, the wise person figures out how to do it. The slothful person comes up with a reason why not to do it. A slothful person can render more reasons why something cannot be done. They always come up with an excuse why something can't be done. Well, because they're blessed and I'm not blessed. Because they were fortunate and I wasn't fortunate. Because they were brought up in a different atmosphere and I wasn't. Because this, because that, is always an excuse instead of thinking about the possibilities. What if this? And what if that? And if I do this, then maybe that. And if it happened for them, then it can happen for me. It's all right here between your ears. How you think is where you're heading. You are blessed financially because your God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Well, no, I'm not. I'm going through financial difficulty. Well, I got a word for you tonight. That's temporal. And it's a season. And maybe you're meant to go through it short term. But as long as you keep coming to church and putting God first, long term, you're going to be fine. Well, I got credit card debt. And I got this debt. And I got that debt. Well, you know, I got an answer for you. Stop using the credit card. Stop borrowing. And start paying down a little bit on it. And one day it's going to be over with. And then you start putting 10% away of your own check after tithing in a savings account. And you start borrowing from yourself. The devil hates me for that one, but you know what? I don't care. Because I was a preacher first before I did this, folks. I was called to preach I preached for many, many, many years before I went full-time with this. But I've been branded. This is all I do now. For 17 years, I'm branded. So I don't get all the fun of preaching all these other wonderful messages. So I have to slip in a little here and a little there along the way. So forgive me for a little fun tonight. But I just felt I wanted to have a little fun tonight. Okay, so we got this lady here that speaks Spanish. And I got a Spanish Bible study, so a soul winner says, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to give her the Spanish Bible study, and I'm going to read the English. She gets the Holy Ghost, and she's still in charge today. That's too easy, Brother Russell. I don't give the Holy Ghost, folks. I don't baptize in my name. I just sow, and what they do is up to them. And I figured something out. The more I sow it, those are free, by the way. The more I sow it, those are free, by the way. The more I sow it. Come here, girls. Hey. Give her. Go ahead. Yeah. The more you sow it, now you know what? Nobody else can come up here. But if everybody came up, you would have all got one too.
Sorry.
Sorry. Got to be hungry. By the way, Luke, I'll switch you that for this. This is my buddy Luke. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So she gets the Holy Ghost. She's still in church today. Then Steve-O, the little Spanish guy, he starts praying. He gets the Holy Ghost. Then the big green beret comes in town. Uh-oh, what are we going to do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to give him a copy. I get a copy where you read it word for word. The ones that are adding to it and explaining and all that usually don't have good success. But if you just read it word for word, see, it's this now that's doing it, not you. It's this that's doing it. Then they can tell you what they want to do afterwards. So the green beret says, is there any chance that I can get baptized Wednesday night? And within 4 days, he gets baptized in Jesus' name. And 2 days, he had the Holy Ghost. He's still in church today. Do you notice the key words? He's still in church today. See, we can have crusades. They can come and go, come and go. It's like a revolving door. But if they don't understand, it doesn't get rooted. The devil comes and steals it. They're gone. But if they understand, then they can rally around it. So he took the copy himself and went to a Spanish Trinitarian church. Taught them in Spanish because the army taught him how to do it since he was stationed in Panama. And the church said, can I come Sunday to your church and get baptized in Jesus' name? Next. Oh, by the way, this is them today. They have two baby girls. But I want to show you a progression. Next. This is the church that came to our Charlotte, North Carolina home church and got baptized in Jesus' name. Come on, folks. There's whole churches that are waiting for you. There's whole churches that want to be converted. All you have to do is go share it with them. Share it with the pastor. Hello. Next. CEO. You know, let's hold on here. Let's hold on a second. What happened with my nephew? He went to Urshan Graduate Bible School. He's there now. He grew up. This is an older story. We got a whole bunch of new ones, but I'd like to share that one. It's kind of special since he's my brother. That big green beret is my brother. 16 years I prayed for him. 2 days after I taught him, he got the Holy Ghost. 2 days later, he got baptized. Folks, he's still in church. In fact, he just texted me a picture last week of somebody getting baptized in a rest home. He went to rest home last Sunday, taught this, and somebody got baptized in Jesus' name. He just sent me another picture. That's brand new. But Steve-O goes to school, and his roommate, he says, well, how did you get in church? Well, somebody taught me a Bible study in Jackson, North Carolina. Really, what did he teach you? Somebody taught me a place prepared for you. Now I'm in college. I'm going to really stretch your mind tonight, guys. I'm going to really stretch you tonight. I want to show you the possibility. Man, I forgot what happened. Where's my Brother Dooley? You're supposed to come up and remind me. Our 500, remember? We worked so hard before church. If 500 taught one till they won one, you got 1,000 people. And they got to stay in church, okay? Now, you original 500, go do your second one. And the new 500 dubs, they're not going to be as good as Brother Sapp. We talked about that. But we have 2,000 people because the new group won one and you original won two. We have 2,000 people. Now, if the last group learns how to do it, and they will, I've seen duplication on this, you have 500 more. The second group teaches two, you got 500 more. And the original group teaches, you have another 500. We are up into the several thousands from just a few Bible studies. Wow, there's no room here if you do this. CEO on the right of a software corporation, pastor taught him a Bible study, got the Holy Ghost, got baptized in Jesus' name on lunch break. All his employees were being taught. Next, Carlos came from Cuba because that's where Cubans come from. Throw a little humor in here. But he was happy. He was smiling. I thought he was saved. He was so happy. But he wasn't. Didn't know a thing. Taught him a Bible study. Carlos got the Holy Ghost. Loved it. Meanwhile, the lady on the right came from Jamaica because that's where Jamaicans come from. No wonder she's smiling so much there. Probably beautiful. An 80 or so year old lady taught her a place prepared for you Bible study. She got the Holy Ghost, got baptized in Jesus' name. We saw them dating outside. We have a lot of property in Charlotte, North Carolina. They were eating a McDonald's Happy Meal on a park bench, and nobody was around. They got married, and they're still in church today. Carlos said, I want to win a soul. What do? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the rest home. They're just resting at the rest home. See, he's figuring out how to fish, folks. They're just resting at the rest home. While they're resting, I'm going to teach a Bible study. So he went to the rest home, taught a Bible study to somebody that wasn't resting too much. They got the Holy Ghost, got baptized in Jesus' name, and died within 2 weeks. Right. Lord, did you hear what happened? Carlos went to the rest home. He taught somebody a Bible study. They got the Holy Ghost, got baptized in Jesus' name, and they died in 2 weeks. They never had a chance to come to my Monday night 12-week extended Bible study. I follow up with a 12-week Monday night extended Bible study. We have like 40 Search for Truth, 2 Bible studies going on at one time. Because we got a bunch of people out there doing this. They have to follow up with something. They may got the Holy Ghost. They may not have got the Holy Ghost yet, so we got to follow up with something. Next, here's one getting baptized in the rest home before going out into eternity. It's all about a burden. It's all about a burden. It's all about a burden. See, you have a desire for a paycheck, so you go to work. You desire to eat, so you go to the grocery store. You want a car with 3 tires, or do you want one with 4? Do you want 1 good one and 3 bad? Or do you want 3 good ones and 1 bad? Or do you want 4 good ones? Well, then you have a desire for 4 good tires. You're going to figure out how to get 4 good tires. Soul winning is the same thing. If you have no desire, no catch. No catch. No desire for souls, no catch. But you that have desire are going to be very wealthy. Next. Walking around a mall. Hi, my name's Robert Russell. What's your name? Dave? So good to see you. I'm going to be speaking over here. If you come, I'd like to share something with you. He came to church. I taught Dave a place prepared for you Bible study. He got baptized. That service. Next. Some of you are probably recognizing some pictures. The one on the right, brand new convert. One on the left, long story short, for time's sake, are you ready? Eddie came. I taught Eddie. Eddie got the Holy Ghost, got baptized in Jesus' name. Marta came. Taught Marta, she got the Holy Ghost, got baptized in Jesus' name. They got married. Mother-in-law Lee came. I taught her. She didn't get the Holy Ghost. I told this Monday night. She backed up. She taught her husband Varnell. Varnell came in, got the Holy Ghost before she did. She got the Holy Ghost. Sister on the right came down from Ohio. She didn't want this. She didn't care. She was mean to me. And those are the ones that I like. Because they'll use that for the kingdom of God when they get in. The hard heads will use it and get past the nose out there. And she did. She went through it. If I don't do this, you're going to keep bugging me, aren't you? Yes. So she went through it. She got the Holy Ghost, got baptized in Jesus' name, went up to Jonathan Perry's church in Ohio, became personal associate secretary. She won several people to God. When we went up there, had this brand new convert. I asked her, how is this new convert doing? And she said, since she got in church, she's still in church today. She is winning several people to God herself. I'm talking about exponential growth. I'm talking about now revival. I'm not talking about a theory. I'm talking about practicality. I'm talking about if you do it, it will work. There's no problem with the Word of God. It's just doing it. Next. 8-year-old teaching an 8-year-old. She's still in church, and she's still teaching Bible studies. If you can read, you can win a soul. Next. Junior high person we taught, she got the Holy Ghost. She taught her friend in junior high. She got the Holy Ghost. Next thing, we had boys sitting on the front row that they were teaching. Next. This church had about 20 of these left in the congregation. This is an old picture. I like this picture. I keep this picture on this PowerPoint. I do it for a reason. This dates me. This dates this ministry. This is before September 11th, this picture. And this ministry has been going on longer before that. But this gives you an idea. This man was a drug addict. They sent the picture to me. They took it. His wife was a drug addict. Or pardon me, his fiancée. They would lock the baby in the room for 3 days at a time. Get high, get wigged out, and say, oh, my baby, they're locked up in the room. Somebody taught him a place to prepare for your Bible study. He got the Holy Ghost, got baptized in Jesus' name. His fiancée got the Holy Ghost, got baptized in Jesus' name. They got married. They're still in church today. He is now associate to the pastor, and they filled up that whole church in about 3 months teaching these Bible studies. They ran out of room. Next. This is orientation. This is a big church. We can't teach all the visitors. It's hard, so we bring them to a separate room. This is the number one way to win souls. If you do this from here till God comes, you will have the biggest church in the whole union. No doubt. How do you know that, Brother Russell? Because the word works. I know. And the best ones I also know are the ones that come to church, because they had a hunger to come to church. So you may have to go through 20 people to get two that came to church. So now they came to church, we take them to a separate room. During song service, we read it word for word. I was reading this word for word in San Diego, California, and on the right, somebody got the Holy Ghost right then and right now. But I've been practicing this concept across the nation. Next. And I'll share with you in closing here what happened. This is a interesting picture. Do you notice any stockings on the fireplace? A slothful person could say, I'm busy, it's the holidays, and they probably aren't interested. A soul winner says they are interested, and that's the reason for the holiday. There's two ways to think, folks. Kind of the way you think is where you're going. I hate to say it that way. It's kind of like driver's ed. They say, don't look over there, because if you look over there, you may end up over there. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Brother Russell, they're hungry for God. Will you come and teach it? I'm there. I taught the Bible study. She got the Holy Ghost, got baptized in Jesus. Next. Here she is smiling. Next. Ronald McDonald, clown, taught Barlow and Bailey Circus, found him in a church. He's now the Ronald McDonald. I told this story last week. I said I'd show you the pictures. There it is. He's the Ronald McDonald for Arizona. He's in church. He was Barlow and Bailey Circus clown. I taught the Barlow and Bailey Circus, the short people, the little people, the big people, the tall people, all kinds of people, and he's in church today. Next, here's a Mormon in Salt Lake City. We taught her a Bible study. You want to go to church? If you do, we'll pick you up. We'll take you tomorrow. Next, we took her to the Hampton Inn. Next, she got the Holy Ghost. She got baptized because she knew all about it because we taught her the Bible study. Next, she got the Holy Ghost. Next. She has her Mormon Bible in her hand. A Mormon within the next day got the Holy Ghost. Next. You think they're excited? Woo-hoo! Brother Russell, you make it sound easy. How much time do we have? We ran out of time, but I'm telling you story after story after story after story. I could tell you about the 11-year-old that read our book, Go Win Souls. 11 years old, he goes out and teaches a Bible study, and he brings 20 to get baptized in Jesus' name. Pastor, I got 20 people to get baptized in Jesus' name. He's only 11! This is Brother Koppel's church in Orange County. Love the church. Beautiful $3 million sanctuary. Big church. Big, a lot of seats, but a lot of empty ones too. 100 and some people. Sits 500. We got to fill it up. How are we going to do it? I know. Let's teach visitors a Bible study. We started teaching visitors a Bible study. Every service, they'd have two or three want to get baptized in Jesus' name. Pretty soon, they were baptizing 100 a year. After year, after year, after year. Now he's pushing 500 to 600 people. Had to go to two morning services. Not enough room. Sounds like revival to me. Now, this building is closing down in 13 minutes. Do you guys think you know how to do this now? Yeah. Questions and answers. Hurry up. We got 13 minutes. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. No questions? 4, 3, 2, 1. Laura, come up here quick. I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to do it now. Come on up here on the platform. Because I don't want to go down there. You got, see that time up there? When it says 20 after, okay. I want the mic back.
All right. Praise the Lord, church. How many of you have heard the expression opposites attract? Yeah. Do you ever hear that before? Well, it's really true. My husband and I have opposite personalities. And I wonder if you can figure out who the extrovert is in our family. You got it. If we go to Walmart or Target or the gas station, wherever we go, he can strike up a friendship with anyone. He's never met a stranger. I'm okay once I get to know someone. I'm more of a one-on-one kind of person. I'll talk your ear off once I get to know you. I warn you. But just to a total stranger, I didn't know how to get things started. So, actually the devil had me handicapped. And we talked about that Monday night with the young people. We create barriers in our own mind. We really do. And I was handicapped because I thought, well, what if I don't know all the answers? What if they ask me a question I don't know the answer to? Does that sound familiar? Okay, so the devil had me handicapped. But you know what? When I saw him teach this, I thought, all he's doing is reading. I can do that. So my first Bible study, let me tell you, I was so nervous. The pages were just shaking. And how many of you get cotton mouth when you're really nervous? That happened to me, my first Bible study. But I got through the first Bible study, and when I was done, she said, you know, I was only sprinkled in my church, and the person in the Bible study got fully wet, so I need to be rebaptized. Praise God. And, you know, I think it did more for me than it did for her because I realized the pages were shaking. I had cotton mouth. My knees were knocking. But the word is the word. And it doesn't matter how it comes out, my brother and my sister, you do not have to be perfect. Don't ever think you have to be without sin or if you don't speak right, or even if you can't read that well, you can be a soul winner. Amen? And the devil is a liar. Amen? So I don't care if you have one tooth. I don't care if the pages shake. I don't care if you have cotton mouth, because if I can do it, you can. Right? I can do it. You say it. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Keep telling yourself that. Every day you wake up and you tell yourself that. What we're going to do, are we going to do the workshop? Give me that mic. Okay. All right, God bless you.
Good job. Let's praise God, everybody. Hallelujah. Woohoo! Next. Go Win Souls. You're going to get a free copy of A Place Prepared for You right now. They're getting passed out in your hand. While they're passing them out, I want to share this with you. Go Win Souls was a 3-year project. Next. I'm just going to read one or two lines. The day has finally come. You're standing confidently before the throne of God. You know that you fought a good fight. You know that you finished the course. You kept the faith. Behind you, you hear commotion. You turn to see a face approaching you. Hastily, smiling, that person grabs you and thanks you over and over again for helping lead them to Jesus and ultimately to heaven. Just then, another person grabs you and expresses a similar gratitude. Many more times you share in this joyful and rewarding experience as others make their way to thank you. Just then, Jesus in all his glory turns to you with outstretched arms, smiles, and says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." And you know that all the sacrifices, trials, countless hours of prayer and fasting were nothing to hearing those words. You sealed the promise of Daniel 12 and 3. "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Does everybody have a copy of that book in their hand? Let me see. Thank you. Thank you. I want you to read with me the first couple lines. Ready? Out loud. "There was a man named Jesus Christ who was God manifest in the flesh. He so impacted the world, the calendar dates was changed to BC before Christ and AD in the year of the Lord to pivot around his life." Let's read, keep going. "Not only did he do the miraculous while walking the earth, but he allowed himself to be crucified for us. He loved his creation that much. The exciting news is he rose from the dead. His word tells us in Acts 1 and 3. Did you get it? Did you catch the speed that I just did that with? That's how I teach the Bible study. Okay? That's how I do it. What I just did is how I teach it. Once you start quoting that full front page in your mind, when you go to bed at night, you're laying there, you're quoting it because you've taught hundreds and hundreds of these. Don't ever do that in front of them. Make sure you always look down so you're showing them how to do it to their friend and family. Okay? After you're done, go into the extended Bible study with pastor, Bible study teacher, or whatever for follow-up. Many of those people will say, "Can I get baptized in Jesus' name?" Many will want to get baptized on their own because they see it through this study. Now I'm going to ask you the big question. How many of you think you can do this? Let me see your hand. Shake your hand. This is a gift from me. That Bible study I just gave you is a gift. How many of you are going to try to share it with somebody this next week? Let me see your hand. Come on down to the altar. Remember this jacket. Let's not let the mobs destroy our clothes. Let's not let them destroy our treasure. Come on up to this altar. Come on up to this altar in Jesus' name.
Let's make our way down to the altar. Bring your Bible study with you. Who does not have one? Who has not received a Bible study? Come on down and bring those with us. Sister Mary, as soon as we pray, take Beth and get her ready. And Stephen, did the gentleman, Brother Stephen Keith, where's he at? Okay, find out if he can. Did our friend make it tonight? Okay. All right, we're going to get Beth to be baptized here in just a moment. Brother Russell, what do you actually sell these for? $1 a piece or $2 or $1? $1. Thank you. Now, you can look at this and say, "Well, he gave me $1. Or you could look at this and say, "He gave me a jewel." We'll purchase several hundreds of these from him so that you can have copies, but you don't have to know anything to be successful at this. Nothing. All you have to do is, just like he said, is be able to read. So I guess you do have to know something, but we're hoping we can all do that, right? Man, he read that paragraph so fast I couldn't even keep up with it. I couldn't even pronounce the words. I was saying miraculous, and he was saying crucified for us. It's a matter, and you know what you can do, is you can ask a family member, "Can I try something on you? I've got to practice. Can I try something on you?" And you say, here's you one, and here's me one. So that means you need to buy one before you leave. How many do you have out there, brother? Several hundred. Okay, so have your wife count, but how many we have here? What's in my altar? We got 200 people here? 200, 250 maybe? So we'll just right up front get 300, Brother Russell. I want every one of you on your way out just to walk by and pick up one and then walk out. I'll get the offering from you Sunday. Are there Spanish ones out there, Brother Russell? Is there Spanish ones out there? Okay. So if you want to get a Spanish one, you can. But on your way out, pick one up, right? Why do I want you to have one? So that when you teach it, you can give it to someone. Right? So you're going to go home and you're going to be able to hand one to your brother or sister or sibling, mom, dad, young people. I need to try something on your dad. Of course, most of y'all been trying to convert them for so long, they're going to know what you're up to. But give it a shot anyway. A co-worker at lunch this week, 20 minutes or less, right? So I want you to pick another one up on the way out. This was a gift from Brother Russell. Thank you, Brother Russell. But I'm going to tell you what, if you win a soul, that's the real gift. That's the real gift. And so whether it's a